literally meaning the good news, the word gospel describes the very essence of this genre and tradition of choral music. Artistic director of the American Festival Chorus and dean of the Kane College of the Arts at Utah State University, Dr. Craig Jessup says he's developed a love affair for this music. Referring to guest conductor Chantel Wright, he says,
"We brought her out 2 years ago, 2012, for an evening of gospel because I knew Chantel could give us something Logan, Utah does not have. She came and the walls are still rocking from that concert, and we had tremendous requests. Do it again, do it again."
However, this year's concert has a particularly special meaning.
One of our singers that we brought out, one of the first singers, Chris King, a phenomenal young man that we just grew to love, had a very sudden heart attack and left us like that. We still are in shock. But before Chris left us, he had asked me, "Dr. J, when are you going to do that concert again? Dr. J, you got to do this again." So part of this is my keeping a promise to Chris King that we would do this again. So I have a picture of him in my office. He greets me every morning when I come to work.
What does that mean? Keep it going back to the top or to the gate.
Programming this music can be a challenge, especially for those who did not grow up in the tradition of gospel. Pastor Wright is particularly gifted at bringing out the soul of a person and letting the world see and partake of the experience along with her.
I really don't know how to describe it. I just know what I want to hear in the back of my head. And if it takes us squawking like squeaky doors or jumping up and down or clapping until we feel a frenzy, whatever it really takes to get the authenticity of the music communicated. And when it is communicated, the human spirit is lifted.
Janae Roberts, a former member of Pastor Wright's New York City Youth Gospel Chorus, Songs of Solomon, is a USU music student who will also be performing on Saturday.
I've realized that when you step back and realize that you're not on the stage for yourself, that is when you're able to become a vessel, which is what we're supposed to be. And when you become a vessel, then the people get the message.
I think we're seeing a change in the way choral music is done.
Corey Evans is the associate director of the American Festival Chorus and director of the Utah State University Chamber Singers.
You know, we all grew up, a choral concert was 2 hours of stand and sing and then clap and stand and sing and clap. And we don't do that anymore. I think audiences, their attention spans are shorter, and I think they want to be involved more in the music. And so as people come to this concert, they should not expect an evening of old dead composers. I mean, this is living music and a living American tradition.
Pastor Wright says that she hopes every person who attends on Saturday will leave being a better and more uplifted person than when they came. She leaves us with this blessing.
If you're feeling bad, that you go home feeling better. If you've lost hope, that hope would be renewed. If your faith is gone, that, you know, your faith be restored. You know, if there is trouble, that trouble be lifted, and that if you're feeling great, that greater will be available for you.
The concert will be held at Utah State University's Kent Concert Hall at 7:30 p.m. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.